Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This is State of Emergency.
Let's go get them, Josh.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rianne Friend giving you that Friday energy on a Monday. And for this episode, I hope everyone is listening to it and not watching it on YouTube, because there was no way I was going to make myself look somewhat presentable in any way, shape, or form. There was just zero chance that was happening.
Not possible. I woke up like 12 minutes ago, so.
I had a rough weekend. I should be in timeout. I should be. I shouldn't even be allowed to do this podcast right now. I had an extremely rough weekend. It was fun. It was a lot of fun from what I remember.
You drank dirty martinis like 8 days in a row.
I did. And so I went out Thursday night. It was a blast. Great time. Wonderful dinner before. Beautiful time. Was hungover on Friday. Didn't do anything. Saturday, I went to dinner again, obviously dirty martini. Then I went out and I blacked out for the second time in my life, only the second time in my life. And it's awful. It's such a terrible, I don't understand how people, because this was only the second time this happened in my life where I woke up the next day and did not remember majority of my night.
Yeah.
I don't get how people blackout consistently every weekend and continue to drink, because I thought about quitting drinking and this is only the second time I've ever blacked out in my life.
Yeah, I don't know.
The anxiety that comes with not remembering is one of the worst things I've ever felt.
Does it come from a place of like you're afraid of how you acted or?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. I'm afraid of how I acted.
Okay.
I mean, everyone I was with said that, you know, I was still like funny and everything, which is great. Like there is nothing that happened that was bad.
Yeah.
But still not remembering things is not fun.
Yeah.
In the midst of not remembering anything, I still somehow managed to post a TikTok making fun of Austin Butler's Elvis voice. I don't know how or why I remembered in that state to be like, guys, you need to see this Elvis TikTok that I sent you guys earlier. I don't think I'm going to be able to watch this film. You cannot tell me you watch that TikTok and think that's Elvis, or think this is going to be a film you can endure for 2 hours of Austin Butler talking like that.
It was a 4 second clip. With zero context.
I'm playing the clip from my phone right now so that everyone can hear what I'm talking about. It's brutal. It's so...
I didn't think it was that bad.
Listen, because initially when I first saw the trailer, you know, I was like hesitant. And then I started seeing everyone being hyped up. The Presley family's like, oh my God, what a magnificent job he did. And then I saw this TikTok and... I can't get it out of my head. I just can't wrap my head around it.
Come on. Back when I was starting out, some people wanted to put me in jail, even kill me, because the way I was moving.
I honestly cringed the first time I watched it too, like just the clip alone.
But like it's 4 seconds and we don't like it's completely out of context.
They tried to put me in jail for the way I was moving. I don't know why. Like I want to have my mind open to this movie, but that TikTok alone, I couldn't get over.
It's not helping. It's not helping the movie that he's now being made fun of so much by the younger generation for continuing to speak like that. I think that's where the problem lies. Like if he went back to how he normally talked, then it'd be fine. But everybody also watches all the old interviews and they're like, oh, he continues to speak like Elvis when he, his Elvis, when he does not need to.
It's painful to watch. It is. I have now fell victim to making fun of Austin Butler.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be in that place because I was a big Austin Butler supporter, but yeah. They tried to put me in jail for the way I was moving. I can't get over it. I can't get over it. But on the topic of the dirty martini, I was at the club Saturday for a very short period of time. Very, very
When you say at the club, what are we talking? Where, like?
PhD.
Okay. The club. All right. I wasn't sure how clubby we were.
That's a club.
Yes, correct.
I didn't stay for long, though. I really didn't. But we were invited to, you know, when you go to a club and you're invited to a table and there's drinks at the table, bottles, you make yourself a drink.
Yeah.
I took it upon myself to go to the bar and get a dirty martini. That's when I knew there was a problem, and that would be my last one for a while, because that
is a psychotic move. I will say, and I'd imagine
such a psycho move.
If I was the bartender, I'd be like, fuck you.
No, he laughed. He was like, that's what you're craving right now, huh? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, if that's what you want. And I was like, it is. And I just wanted, I think I'm addicted to the olives.
Yeah.
Because I love olives. And people keep telling me, you know, you have to get blue cheese olives. Trust me. I ask for blue cheese olives at any chance I can get. Some places don't have them.
A lot of places are. Sometimes the blue cheese olives are just like a little too much also.
They're a little cheesy. They make the drink a little cheesy.
Yeah. It gets like a film in the drink that is obviously tastes good, but kind of just like looks a little gross.
Yes. It looks like, when your sink is clogged.
Yes.
And you're doing dishes. Final thing that I learned this weekend. Did you know her name in The Parent Trap is Chessie, not Jessie?
Yeah. Yes.
You knew that?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I absolutely did know that. Her name is not fucking Jessie.
Well, what? Oh, but Chessie is better?
Chessie. She's always... Chessie, because maybe it's just because Chessie can be like a...
Apparently her name is Francesca.
A nickname for Francesca.
Yes. Okay, but the way that everyone's like, duh, it's Chessie. Like, Chessie's not a normal name. It would be more like, duh, it's Jessie.
Yeah. I suppose so, but they I just always think of what's his face. Why am I spacing on his name? The dad.
Nicholas?
Yeah, but what's his real name?
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, thank you. I just always think of him when he goes, Jesse.
But that sounds like Jesse.
Yeah, I guess it does.
Classic mix-up.
It definitely does. They're very similar sounds.
I was watching a TikTok, and it was a Parent Trap themed party, and it was what everyone came dressed as. And all of a sudden I see Chessie.
They put the name.
Yeah. And I'm like, who the fuck's Chessie? And I clicked the comments and somebody wrote like, am I the only one that just realized her name was Chessie and not Jessie? And she certainly was not the only one, because it threw me for a surprise. Threw me for a big loop.
Chessie. Yeah.
And I bet there's going to be a lot of people listening to this that go, oh, her name is Chessie. And there's also going to be a lot of people that go, duh, Rhea, her name is Chessie. So it was a dumb moment, but
definitely.
How was your weekend?
I'm sure it's been discussed. My weekend was great. I'm tired as well. Friend's birthday, down the shore, which was great. The weather stunk this weekend, so that wasn't ideal for outside time, but for inside time it was quite lovely. And I wouldn't say a blackout moment, but Saturday I could have either been at the bar Saturday night for like 8 hours or like 3 minutes. I couldn't tell you which one it was.
So you like, blacked out as well.
Time like stood still. No, I remember being there. And I remember.
You remember being, as do I. I remember being at the bar, but I don't remember there. Any. I don't remember leaving. I don't remember anything.
No, else. I do slightly remember leaving, but it was a slight. And then we came home and watched.
You browned out.
He came home Sunday and watched. I can hear Joe's flip flops in the microphone. You're flopping.
I'm flopping. Right? What was the movie called again?
Hustle.
Hustle.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, how was that?
I thought it was great. It was fun. It was nothing crazy, but Adam Sandler was great. And I mean, the funniest part of that movie is that he's married to Queen Latifah, but we'll let that slide. It's just like when Queen Latifah's face popped up on like the FaceTime when he was like on the road and then she's like, "Hey, baby." I'm like, "Oh, what?" But the movie, I thought the movie was really cute. I really liked it. I recommend. Also, I mean, it literally surrounds the Sixers. And like a lot of the Sixers players are in it, which is really cool. And they have a lot of NBA stars in it as well. I mean, the kid that plays the basketball player that Adam Sandler like finds also, you know, plays in the NBA. So it's a lot of good NBA content.
Perfect. Right up my alley. That's exactly what I want to watch. No, I will watch it though, because
it's still very cute.
I feel like it's getting a lot of love, and any Adam Sandler movie I'll watch. Not going to lie, there's a beautiful chocolate chip cookie in front of me that I just took a bite of. I had to. It was right in front of me and it's delicious. And I want to eat the whole thing right now, but I'm not going to.
That sounds amazing.
I also, anybody else's allergies killing them like crazy?
Mine this weekend were really bad.
I keep having to mute myself to sniffle. I can't tell if I'm getting sick or if I got allergies, but I think it's allergies.
I know. I have it happens to me really bad when I sleep with the air conditioning on. I probably need like a, what's the thing? A humidifier or a dehumidifier?
One of those.
I either need something to humidify or not humidify. I'm not sure. I think humidify I would, because the sleeping with the AC, it dries me out so bad. Like I wake up with a sore throat, runny nose. But there's no choice. Like I can't sleep with it warm in the room. Then I won't sleep.
Absolutely not. You need the air on. All right. Let's get into the topics for today. We'll be talking about Britney Spears' wedding. We know that we talked about that last episode, but there were a lot of updates to come immediately after we recorded, which was upsetting that we already put out the episode, but we're going to recap it all now. Yeah. And we will also be talking about the Elvis things are playing again.
sounded like a fart.
No, it was Elvis or Austin Butler's Elvis.
Didn't even sound like a real fart. It sounded like a fake fart, like a whoopee.
Like a noise, sounded like a noise like machine.
Like a whoopee cushion fart.
I hate that word. And we will also be talking about Justin Bieber and very sad news. He has to postpone his concert because he has Ramsay Hunt syndrome. So we'll talk about that. And we also have a great interview with Jill Zarin talking about Real Housewives of New York City, the new Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club, which is, you know, interesting because it's very drama filled. And we have a really great game of trivia. This one was really fun, high scoring game, competitive. It was a lot of fun. So let's get into it, starting off with Britney Spears' wedding.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
So Britney Spears' wedding was on Thursday, and we had talked a little bit about the fact that her kids weren't going. Her mom did not receive an invitation. People were curious as if she was actually getting married or not. Now we have all of the content that came out of it, including multiple outfits from Britney Spears throughout the night. Her first husband, Jason Alexander, crashed the wedding or tried to crash the wedding in an insane, psychotic way. Really terrible, actually, and really scary and sad. Not to mention, I did have a tweet go viral. No big deal. Haven't had that happen in a really long time. Because obviously, if you don't know that Jason Alexander was Britney Spears' first husband, that is not George Costanza, then you see that Jason Alexander crashed Britney Spears' wedding and you're like, why would George do that?
Yeah.
So I tweeted about that. I knew Jason Alexander was Britney's first husband. That was not George, but a lot of people did not. A lot of people really thought that the Jason Alexander crashed Britney Spears' wedding, which would arguably be very, very funny. This was not funny. This was scary and bad. Not a little fun little Seinfeld episode like people had thought it was.
No, definitely not. This guy is like, feels to be a little deranged. He's obviously got some issues, and he was on Instagram Live and was like trying to get into the house, and then was, I think, in the house at one point. Like, it got very, very scary. I saw, you know what, one headline too that said like Britney was had like a panic attack before the wedding, but it's a worst case scenario when you are getting married and you have a crazy ex try and ruin the day. And no one was stealing Britney's thunder that day. I'm glad that because of the content from the wedding, it felt like that quickly overtook the Jason Alexander part of this. But yeah, what a weird fucking move.
So strange, so weird. He was arrested. But on top of that, it seemed like it was a lot of fun. Madonna was there. They recreated their kiss, which everyone was excited about and laughing because you never really hear them talk about it. Selena Gomez was there. Drew Barrymore was there. It seemed like a lot of fun. I didn't know that Britney Spears and Selena Gomez had any sort of relationship. I'm not quite sure they do, because Britney Spears said that Selena Gomez is even prettier in person. And so was that the first time she met Selena Gomez, or did they meet one other time? I think it was a little confusing why she was there, but I'm happy she was. You don't decline an invitation to Britney Spears' wedding, unless you're her kids, I guess.
I have no idea what the relationship is there, but I respect it. Like, if Britney was like, you know what, I just really love Selena Gomez and her energy, and I want her at my wedding, and you send, and Selena gets the invite, like you said, you're definitely accepting it, because it was a very intimate wedding. It was at her house. Like, it wasn't like a crazy big thing. You got to see some great people there, and Paris and her mother Kathy were there. Apparently there was a rendition of Stars Are Blind that was performed.
I did hear that, and Vogue.
Yes, I mean, that video was very uncomfortable, but I, you know, props to all those great ladies. I saw a lot of people joking too, which is totally how I felt. It was like Drew Barrymore just has such great energy. Like, when you saw her there, I was like, oh, okay.
Everyone's all right.
Everything's all right. I'm sure nothing really got too out of hand. You know, Drew's there to handle some stuff and calm people down if anything were to happen.
Isn't it crazy to think that all of those women have lived insane lives? Like, insane. They really have lived lives longer than everybody else. Like, yeah. It feels like they've lived 100 lives each. Drew Barrymore
was a child actress. People forget this, that she was a child actress who was addicted to drugs and alcohol at a very young age. And now all it, like, that is a lifetime ago.
Yep. You're right. It was like, and she was very young,
like really young.
Yeah. And with, what else was there? Oh, did you see the picture where it kind of looked like Ansel Elgort was there?
Yes, I did see him in the background.
Was that actually him?
I have no idea. I also saw a picture of him at Cat's Deli at 1 a.m. in New York City.
Oh, I saw that on Dumois. Yeah. He looked like he had a night out. Like, I think Saturday or Friday or Saturday night, he looked like he was pretty bombed. There was like a video of him shirtless out at some bar or a club. I don't know where
it was. Always a good time.
Yeah. Could have been you and you wouldn't have known.
No, would have never known that I saw Ansel Saturday
night. Oh man. It was very tasteful, I will say. Like, of course, she obviously, the fairy tale element, the flowers, the carriage, everything was a little very Cinderella-like, which I would honestly think that would be Britney's vibe. But Versace Donatelle was there. She made the dress. I thought the dress was classy and beautiful. And, of course, she had a ton of different outfit changes. There was possibly a diamond thong involved at some point, which... all for it. I thought she looked beautiful. Charlotte Tilbury, all the makeup with Charlotte Tilbury. She loves Charlotte. So like, as far as just the aesthetic of the wedding, I thought it was beautiful.
I'm going to say something that I'm not saying about Britney Spears, but if it was someone other than Britney Spears, I would be saying it. It seemed like she did not change her hair or makeup for her wedding.
Well, her makeup, she definitely did.
This is no diss to Britney Spears. It just seemed like
her makeup, she definitely did. I think sometimes she just like edits some photos weird, but I thought her makeup actually looked really good compared to how it does look sometimes. Like, she didn't do the heavy, wasn't the heavy eye makeup, the heavy, like she does a lot of, sometimes I feel like she does that heavy black eyeliner.
I feel like I saw pictures of her with her makeup like that though.
No.
Imagine that?
Not for the ceremony. Maybe later she had a little different change. But I feel like it wasn't that.
Oh yeah, I guess you're right.
Like, I thought it was very subtle. It was not over the top at all.
I'm just laughing that all these ladies were in every single picture that from the wedding. And I just didn't know she was that close with all these people.
Yeah. I don't think she might not be. I mean, Drew Barrymore, I see that. And Paris, obviously we know that, but yes, Selena is definitely,
you know what? A fun happy one. For Britney.
Me too. And Lynn had a comment. She commented on like an Instagram post saying something nice and, you know, it was beautiful. Glad she got her fairy tale wedding kind of thing, but
was not invited.
No, was not invited, but I feel like that's just,
I don't think the family should be there.
Yeah. She commented, "You look radiant and so happy. Your wedding is the dream wedding. And having it at your home makes it so sentimental and special. I'm so happy for you. Love you." And then she also liked a post from Sam's sister of the two of them that she had posted from the wedding. So it's not like Jamie and Spears had liked a picture too. So yeah, they can comment, like, on whatever they want on Instagram. Doesn't mean they deserved an invite.
That is very true. Let's end this on a
good for them. It's harder to
beautiful. It's harder to do it over the Zoom.
Yeah, it is.
But I'm glad we got it.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Justin Bieber over the weekend had to announce that he was postponing shows. He didn't really give a date to it. It at first came as an announcement that he was feeling sick, and there was not really any detail to that. And he had to cancel shows, I think, in Toronto and D.C. maybe. Definitely Toronto and then somewhere else. And we weren't really sure what was going on. And then over the weekend, he posted a video of himself speaking, explaining what was happening. And, you know, I am no medical expert, so I'm not totally sure how this was going down, but he said he's Ramsey-Hunt syndrome virus that comes from the, you know, chickenpox shingles virus. And it has led to him having facial paralysis, where in the video you can very much see he cannot move one side of his face.
Honestly, terrifying for him. And I feel so bad. I just feel like I saw some people being like, he can't catch a break. And that one was like, oh, he can't catch a break. He's a pop star. It's like, it doesn't matter. I feel like in health wise, he can't catch a break. Like,
I
this
agree.
Guy is always being, you know, he's not being overworked. I think he overworks himself. And I think a lot of people, like a lot of artists and celebrities and stars do that because they always want to be the best. And I feel like especially Justin Bieber, who has had to cancel tours before, is always trying to prove it to himself and to his fans that he could do the tours. And then time and time again, it's always a big stressor in his life. And I feel like his fans, though, understand, like, no one's angry at him because he clearly got on a video and was like, I can't move the side of my face. If you're mad at him for not continuing his concerts after that, then you're just a crazy person because he literally can't move
half
of his face. It's so scary. I feel so bad for him because it's one of those things, I was reading about it, that it does go away. But when it's happening to you, I imagine you feel like it's never going to go away and you're just going to be stuck like that for the rest of your life. And it's a very scary feeling, I imagine. But it does seem like it's something that goes away over time.
He did say that he's working very hard to get all the movement back and do all these things. But you can't really like put a timeline on that. You know, he's like, I have to postpone these shows. I have to take care of myself. Hopefully it happens quickly, but you know, he can't really give a date or say what he thinks is going to happen because it's up to the help of these doctors who can help him. But yeah, it's pretty nuts that this has continued to happen to him. The fact that Haley just went through that pretty crazy, you know, blood clot to the brain situation, also very scary, and like things that you don't hear very commonly happened. So to have this both happen to them in a matter of months is pretty wild. And yeah, it's crazy because people do always want to judge and they're like, ah, oh, is this really what's happening with him? Because, you know, people assume other things. It's like, no. And that comes from people who are like, oh, well, I didn't watch the video. Watch the video. It's clear as day right in front of you. Like, you can't possibly imagine that isn't what's going on when you see him talk. And it's freaking, you know, he posted on his Instagram story like that he was very frustrated. He's having issues eating. It's really, that is honestly so scary.
It is really terrifying. And like you said, the same thing with Haley was awful as well.
Yeah.
Side note to all of that, because obviously, you know, everyone wishes the best for them to get better and be healthy and continue the shows when he's ready. Rode Skincare comes out June 15th.
It does.
And I noticed that Kim's Skincare comes out 5 days after that.
It does.
Not ideal if I was working in marketing.
Yeah, I think they're very different in that. Well, I don't know how many products Rode is, but the price I think is very different. I think Rode is supposed to be much more affordable, and Skin is at a much higher price point, which makes me, I said this to you already. I was like, honestly, people can complain about Kim's stuff being expensive, but because it's expensive, it makes me actually think it's something she would use. Like, there's the products that are, that of course celebrities come out and they say, oh, you know, I wanted this to be affordable skincare, which is great, phenomenal. There are a lot of very good affordable skincare out there, but like JLo Beauty, I'm like, JLo's not using this shit. Like, JLo's got some magic cream. Like, you're not telling me she's not using La Mer and like all the very expensive doodads and whatnot. And so when Kim had said that, I was like, oh, well, I wanted to use things like that have the ingredients that I really like. And because of that, it's a higher price point. I'm like, you know what? That feels like something that I would maybe potentially use. And with Rode, I'm like, is Haley really going to be using this? Or does she have her secret stash of the nice stuff?
She definitely has the secret stash, because Haley is not using skincare products that cost less than $30. And I think Rode, I saw this somewhere, but I'm not 100% sure that the products are like $30 and less. It could be wrong. Yeah. That could be very wrong. No, I thought I saw it somewhere.
I think I did as well.
So I do agree with what you're saying, that Kim's products being ranging from like 60 to 90 to 100. It's like, okay, that stuff is probably a little better than what Haley's going to be putting out there because of the price point.
Right.
Am I going to wait to see the reviews on both of them? Yes. Because if people are giving raving reviews, like, oh my God, Haley's skincare line changed my life, because she has such beautiful skin. So you want her skin, yeah. But she also has access to doctors, dermatologists, estheticians that work on her face as well.
I think she's just also definitely, I think she's just also so naturally blessed genetically, where it's like she could be putting ice cream on her face and her face is still going to look great. And we're all going to be like, fuck, should I be putting ice cream on my face? But she just has that skin already. Like, even the times that she's like posted about having breakouts, they're not really breakouts. Like, it's just like, she just has naturally beautiful skin on top of that. So I feel like that's different. And also, not saying Kim doesn't have like other skincare that she uses. She absolutely does. She's talked about how obsessed she is with skincare. She was, her quote last week was like, if they told her to put poop on her face or something, she would do it. So like, that's where she's at. But yeah, of course, like, if Haley's stuff is more affordable and maybe that gives access to like a younger crowd, Kim's stuff, the whole fucking 9-step process or whatever the hell it is like $630 total. That's insane.
Nine steps is 7 steps too many.
Yeah, so of course that's gonna eliminate a lot of people, and she knows that. And
but still, a lot of people are gonna buy it.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. There's like certain things that I could see myself getting to maybe fill in some things like that I would want to try. Because like, when it comes to cleansers and things like that, like, I just fucking use my Cetaphil. I'm not gonna change that. Like, there's the other things that, as far as like serums and stuff go, that are intriguing. But yeah, I guess they felt comfortable with it being around the same time because they are gonna be purchased by a different audience.
That is true. And I'm excited to see the outcome. I'm very excited to see what is released with Rode Skincare.
Right. Because we haven't really actually seen the products.
No, we have no idea what the products are. We've seen an ad with the donut that is
right.
Not skinny, but not fat, posted this, that the donut is not even, it's a crusty donut. She should have used right. A Krispy Kreme donut. That
not even a good donut.
Not even a glazed donut. So somebody should have stepped in there and said, we need the donut to be a little more glazed. Yeah. But besides that, I'm really excited to see what happens. And I do hope that Justin Bieber gets well soon.
Yes, definitely. Summer has started and wedding season is here. I feel like there's nonstop wedding content on all of social media. I think we see some beautiful things happening at these weddings. So whatever kind of wedding you're planning, Zola.com is the one place to start. If you're looking for a wedding venue, you'll get personalized recommendations in your area and in your budget. Do you want an amazing gift registry? Zola has the brands you love and some unexpected ones too. Maybe you love to cook. Maybe you're more into camping. Whatever your style, you'll find everything you need to make newlywed life even sweeter. You can create stunning save the dates, invites, and matching wedding website. Zola helps with finding venues and vendors, managing your guest list, creating a wedding website and gift registry, creating beautiful save the dates and invitations, and more. Whatever your style or budget, Zola has you covered. And what's great, all their planning tools are completely free to use, like a free wedding website that's home to your gift registry. You get free personalized samples of your invites so you can try them out before you buy. And of course, free envelopes and guest addressing. So if you're planning your wedding, Zola is the one place to start. Go to Zola.com today and use promo code SAVE50 for 50% off your save the dates. That's 50. With hundreds of designs to choose from and easy customization, you can start your wedding journey exactly the way you want. That's Zola.com, code SAVE50.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with another game of Beat Rhea and Fran. This is game 38, and we are joined by Jenna and Dean, who have
another couple.
They are a couple, and they seem to be playing mind games with us before the start of the show. We had some technical difficulties, and I think they saw that as their time to get in our heads, but we will not allow that to happen.
Rhea will not be rattled.
I will not be rattled by Jenna and Dean. Thank you guys for joining us and taking time out of your day.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We're very excited. Go Birds. We've had like a lot of Eagles fans on recently, which I love. And all right, we'll kick us off. We'll get into the rules. 15 questions. Whoever has the most points at the end wins. If you get the question wrong, the other team can steal. And determine who will go first. Noah's going to give us a movie. We're going to alternate guesses on Rotten Tomatoes score, critics score. And whoever is closest will get to go first, which can, you know, really be important in this game, little game we play. So, Noah, what
this
is
game we call trivia?
This little this game little we, call
we call life.
Jada Pinkett Fran. Noah, what is today's movie?
Today's movie is A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff.
The first one.
Great film.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
With Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff. Yes. That's
all right.
I know.
So one of you goes first.
Oh,
42.
56.
19.
38. 12.
Wow.
Jenna. It has a 12?
12?
That's
12.
A really good movie.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
That really
that's
is
too bad. Shit, 12.
All right, so Jenna and Dean go first. Question number one, shout out Kristen from Indiana.
Also, wait, before we start, clarification, if everyone's like, Fran, her phone's sitting open right on the table. I'm trying to upload. Once again, I'm uploading to Dropbox. I was also uploading to Dropbox last time we played trivia. I'm just waiting for this file to upload, and I'm not actually looking at it. Okay, go ahead. I think I did the exact same thing last game, cutting Noah off before the first question.
Yes.
Go ahead, Noah.
Okay. Question number one to Jenna and Dean. What was the name of Dan Scott's TV show on One Tree Hill?
Is that the one where they played basketball?
Yeah, it's the one with the brothers. I don't even think I remember him having a TV show. Like Scott Talk, maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not?
Sure. Final answer.
Incorrect.
So it was after he came back to life.
And it was like,
the ticker was like, this is how long he has to live
yes.
left.
And the girl that lied about having an affair with Nathan was on there.
Yeah.
And they had a lie detector test.
I know,
on.
And it was produced by the redhead.
Oh, no. Yes, yes.
Yeah. 10 seconds. 5.
Final minutes.
Time is up. Incorrect.
Second chances?
Scot-free redemption.
Scot-free redemption. Ah.
Yeah, it was close. Same thing.
Yeah.
Scott talk.
I never really watched the later seasons, only like the early ones.
The later seasons get fucking crazy. Yeah. They the most absurd storylines you could think of is what they put into the later seasons. Yeah. It's kind of worth it.
All right.
I feel like once I graduated high school, it went downhill.
Yeah.
Still 0-0. Question number 2. Shout out Amanda from South Florida. This is to Rian Fran. In what year did Billie Eilish start her yearly interviews with Vanity Fair?
2016. That would be a really long time ago.
I kind of think 2017. I feel like she's done 4 of them.
10 seconds.
Is there more than 4?
Let's say 17. No, let's do 17.
Time is up.
17, final answer.
Correct. Nice. All right. 1-0, Rian Fran.
I love those videos. I've actually watched them multiple times.
Also, that's more than 4.
I don't think she's done 2022.
She hasn't done 2022.
She hasn't done 2022 yet. Again, I don't think.
She's in like the end of the year.
Yeah.
All right. Question number 3 to Jenna and Dean.
It would still be more than four.
It's just we 5. Yeah.
Shout out Amber. Yep, Amber from Edmonton, Canada. What cartoon character did Ronnie compare Sammy's big toe to on Jersey Shore?
I saw you.
Shit. Was it Flintstone? Yeah. Right? Does that have to be a specific one of the Flintstones, or can I just say Flintstone?
It would need to be like a specific character. 10 seconds.
Oh.
Bam Bam?
So I don't even think that's going to be right then. Fred Flintstone. Final.
Correct.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Hell yeah.
That's an underrated storyline. People don't talk about Sammy crying about the big toe enough. Very funny.
Would you have known that?
Yes.
All right. Tied up at 1. Question number 4, shout out Jillian from Illinois. This is Tari and Fran. What was George's nickname in Grey's Anatomy? This is one of those where if you don't get this, Fran.
Why me?
Because you know Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, but Rhea watched those earlier seasons more recently than I have. I watch Grey's when it's still on.
10 seconds.
Don't come at me.
No.
5.
I can't remember.
Shortstop.
No, something about
time is up. All right, to Jenna and Dean.
It's O'Malley.
Yeah. O'Malley?
O'Malley. Final answer.
No, that's his last name. But,
no, last name.
No, 007.
Yeah, 007.
Because remember when he's...
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Spoiler, when he's dying, you know. You saw that? Did he get to that point?
No.
You didn't get to the point where he... Dies?
No.
They all die on that show.
Happens
in
the
really
third
spoiler.
Season, does it?
Yeah. He got hit by a bus.
No.
And they couldn't recognize him, and he writes on the paper 007.
No.
And
I
like,
did not
oh,
see
sure.
him die. It's in, like, the 6th season that he dies.
I don't think so. I thought it was pretty early.
Well, now I'll look it up.
It might be earlier.
I think it's 3 or 4.
No, maybe... Definitely not 3.
Season 6.
Season 6. There you go.
Fuck everyone. Because nobody ever believes me on anything.
It definitely wasn't 3 or 4.
Moving on.
Okay. Well, you got it wrong.
I got it wrong, but I knew it was season 6. Okay. No one could just be like, you know what, Rhea? You might be right.
You could be right. All right. Tied up at 1. Question number 5 to Jen and Dean. Shout out to Samantha from Baltimore. And this is to Jen and Dean.
Yeah, I'm sending this video.
Okay. In which Harry Potter movie was Voldemort not in?
Never seen Harry Potter.
Wow. I can't believe that.
So niche.
I think I've only seen Chamber of Secrets. And I think he's in that.
10 seconds.
What's the third one?
I don't even know the names of them. Or, Prisoner of Azkaban?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, yeah, Prisoner of Azkaban.
That's correct.
I was going to guess that. That's great. I'm glad you guys went with that one. Because that was, I didn't know, but I was just going to say Prisoner of Azkaban too. Yeah.
All right, wow.
That's a great guess.
Makes his big
comeback.
They were like, let's just think of a name.
Yeah. All right, 2-1 now, Jen and Dean. Question number 6 to Rian Fran. Shout out Monica from Vancouver. What does Miley Stewart say is a great moisturizer in Hannah Montana?
Ketchup.
Yes. Final answer.
Yes.
Correct. All right. Yeah. Tied up at 2.
Episode 1, I think, yeah. Right?
Question number 7 to Jen and Dean. Shout out Bryn from Minneapolis. What are the names of the 6 friends in That 70s Show? First names.
Fez, Eric. What's Mila Kunis's name?
I don't know.
I don't even want to say. We're not going to get it. So I don't want to say any names.
Oh, that's smart. That's smart. All right, Tori and Fran.
Tactical.
Fez, Jackie, Donna, Kelso, Eric. Hyde, and Eric.
Correct. Yeah. All right. 3-2, Tori and Fran.
That was fast.
I've rewatched That 70s Show a lot of times.
In the last 2 years, I watched it all for the first time.
Great show.
Good show. All right, question number 8 to Rian Fran. They're up 3-2. Shout out Amanda from Florida. Name the year based on the following events: Fight Club premieres, the Backstreet Boys released the song I Want It That Way, and Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake start dating.
This for us?
Yeah.
Start dating?
Start dating.
2002?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
2002.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Yeah, I think it's later than that.
I thought Fight Club came out in the 80s.
2004?
I probably would have guessed that too if that was just the question.
Wait, what were they again? It was
Fight Club premieres, the Backstreet Boys released I Want It That Way, Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake start dating.
Yeah, I don't know. You can go ahead.
2004.
Incorrect.
Can I say 1999?
Yes, you can be. That's correct.
That's correct?
Yes.
Shit!
Yeah.
1999?
Yeah.
I was 2 years old then.
1999. Damn.
Yeah. All right. Question number 9, still 3-2, Rhea and Fran. Shout out Amanda from Florida again. This is to Jenna and Dean. In The Suite Life of Zack and Cody, which hotel suite was haunted?
Like the number?
The number.
Yeah, was that a number or was it a name?
It's a number.
666?
No, it's like... I'm thinking of the bellhop dude. He had like a long, like 613 or something like that. I'm probably very far off.
Sure, if you want to go with that.
613?
Correct.
Wow.
Oh, that
was- what a pull.
That was a great
Dean's
pull.
Dean's been pulling these like at the last second.
Yeah.
All right. Tied up at 3. This is question number 10. I'm going to play a clip from a movie and you tell me.
This is our question.
Yeah, it's Rian Fran. You tell me what movie it's from.
Dug Dug.
Yes?
You give me Gum Gum.
I give you Gum Gum?
You do Dum Dum, you give me Gum Gum.
Gee, okay. You know what? I have no Gum Gum. Sorry. Night, my name is Dum Dum.
It's Night at the Museum, but is it definitely the first one?
I think it's the first one.
Okay.
Night at the Museum.
Correct.
Okay.
Because I never saw the ones after that.
Okay, and that sounded familiar to you. Yeah.
4-3, Rian Fran. That was an easy clip.
Night at the Museum.
All right.
I said almost like Night at the Coliseum.
Easy if you've seen the movie.
Yeah, if you've seen the movie. Question number 11 to Jenna and Dean. Shout out Brooke from Grand Rapids. Finish this Drake lyric from his song Best I Ever Had. Sweatpants, hair tied, blank.
Oh, this chilling, is so easy. You're chilling with no makeup on.
So the easiest line known in rap history.
I will say even I know that one.
That is maybe the easiest line in rap. I mean, fine question, but yeah. Like the easiest line in rap history. Yeah. Maybe I'm music history.
I could have kept going.
Yeah.
Tied up at four. And I actually tried to make it harder. I can't remember. I think.
I mean, if you made the only way to make that harder is if you picked a different song.
Yeah, no, I made it harder by like I think
one of the most quotable lyrics,
yeah,
ever.
You know what? It was an easy movie clip. That was an easy lyric.
Yeah, I'm not saying like bad question or anything. I'm just saying that is one of the easiest quotes of all time.
Yeah.
All right, tied up at four.
Even Jenna goes, "That was so easy." Yeah.
I don't even like Drake.
Yeah. Question number 12. Shout out Jordan from Boston.
Their ears probably perked up as soon as you started saying sweatpants. It was like, oh, this is so easy. Anyways.
All right.
They probably would have got it if you just said sweatpants.
Yeah.
Not even the second one.
Or just finish the lyrics.
All right. Question number 12. Also, you guys are being mean to Brooke from Grand Rapids.
Oh, I mean, you not really, because you filter the questions.
I guess.
I would never criticize someone for sending in a question. You pick which ones make the show.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Question number 12. This is to Jen and Dean. Shout out Jordan from Boston.
No, this one's our question.
Didn't I just ask you? And
no,
you said,
they just got the sweatpants.
No, they just
one.
Got
that
the sweatpants.
Them.
Was there a question? Oh.
Yeah, the whole thing.
I mean, Jesus,
we had a
Christ.
Whole conversation. They got the answer.
Oh, I don't know. I was just being attacked, so I blocked it.
Okay.
Okay. So tied up at four. Question number 12 to Rian Fran. What does the card to Bachelor contestants say each season that offers them the fantasy suite key?
If you would like to forego your individual rooms, here's the key to the fantasy suite.
Do we ever see the card?
Yeah, they read
they
it.
They read it out.
Oh, I have 15 seconds. No idea.
If you would like to forego your individual rooms and stay in the
or what about when
fantasy
they want to go
suite.
In the fantasy suite?
That's it.
Five seconds.
Okay.
Under. That's it.
I'm going to give that to you.
Yeah.
Because there's some words are off, but it is, should you choose to forego your individual rooms, please use this key to...
Yes. Okay, yeah. That's... You got that. Yeah. Good work.
Okay, five.
As long as I got forego, I mean, that's the biggest word of that.
5-4, Rian Fran.
This is a close game. Yeah. High scoring as well.
All right. Question 13. Shout out Aaron from Nashville. This is to Jenna and Dean. In John Tucker Must Die, what CD does he play to impress Kate on the way home from their first date at the beach?
Have you seen the movie? I feel like it's like Michelle Branch or like something like that, like an older pop singer.
I have no idea.
10 seconds. I feel like Dean's just gonna pull this one out too, like out of nowhere.
Yeah, we'll go with Michelle Branch. I don't think that's right though.
Incorrect.
Elvis Costello.
Correct.
Yes.
6-4 now. Rian Fran. And we have two questions left, so
they gotta win.
This is for the win. Shout out Kirby from Washington State.
Kirby, come on.
What state was Ross missing when naming all the US states and friends?
Oh no.
Where's Tuscaloosa?
Alabama, that's where that is.
Alabama.
Final answer.
Yes.
Incorrect.
Oh. Why Tuscaloosa?
Because I think that Chandler like live there. So I thought that it would be shocking that he'd forget that.
I don't know the answer to this.
I think it's like Oklahoma or Nebraska or something like that.
I've never seen Friends, so it's not enough.
Respect.
Oklahoma.
Also incorrect. It's Delaware.
Oh, nope. Wasn't going to remember that. No.
Well, that seals a win for you
that
guys.
That does. It
we
does.
Got one last go. Question, which I think is a very easy question, but we'll see.
Okay.
This is to Jen and Dean. Shout out Sydney from Birmingham, Alabama. What is Spider-Man's middle name?
Alex. What's his, like, first and last name? Yeah.
What's his middle name was the question?
Yeah, but this
yeah,
is
what's
an
like a spider-y? I have no idea.
Wait, they can't find
him. Why do I not even know his first and last name?
This is shocking.
You do. You do
pass
know.
All right, 3 seconds.
Toby.
That's the actor.
I know.
I don't think I know what his middle name is. Peter Parker. Peter.
Andrew. Andrew.
I have no
That's
idea.
Mine.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
What's his middle name?
You don't have an answer.
No.
Benjamin.
Oh.
Peter Benjamin Parker.
Was that something that's widely known?
I thought it was, but I don't know. Like,
named,
I feel like
he's named his middle names after Uncle Ben, but I wouldn't have. No.
That would have been funny if I said, what is Spider-Man's name? And you guys couldn't get it.
Yeah, we wouldn't have.
That would have been bad.
What is Batman's real name? And you're like, what is his name?
No, it's one of those, though, that like, I with also, that Peter Parker wasn't coming to me for a little bit.
Yeah. Like there, like I could also see what Batman. I'd be like,
Yeah. Well, 6-4.
All right, that was a close one. Close great
game.
Was
a great game. Great game. I'm really proud of that game, and you guys should be too.
Yes, that was a great game.
Thank you guys for playing, and also sorry about all the technical difficulties in the beginning and dealing with all of us for that.
Yes, we very much appreciate it. You can send. If you can email on the way you guys were talking to Noah before, if you can email your address and some sizes, we'd love to send some merch to you guys. And
yes,
for playing, thank you guys very much.
Yeah,
and I think that wraps it up.
Yep.
All right, thank you guys.
Thank you guys. It was nice meeting you both.
Bye.
Bye.
Life can be overwhelming, and many people are burned out without even knowing. Symptoms can include lack of motivation, irritability, fatigue, and more. You know, burnout to me is like you're just grinding too much. Your work life, personal life, you're always on the move. Your brain is constantly going. You don't have any time for yourself, and you're not giving your mind the break it needs. And I honestly think that online therapy, BetterHelp, is a great way to help combat those things. You know, we associate burnout with work. But that's not the only cause. Like I said, it can be personal as well. So any of our roles in life can lead us feeling burned out. BetterHelp Online Therapy wants to remind you to prioritize yourself. Talking with someone can help you figure out what's causing stress in your life. Therapy is great. We love therapy on this podcast. We love taking care of your mental health. BetterHelp makes it so easy because it's customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist, so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy, and you could be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/office. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/office.
All right, everyone, we are here with a very special guest, Jill Zarin. You guys may know her from Real Housewives of New York City. Now, most recently, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip Ex-Wives Club.
Ooh, what a
little bit
yes.
of a tongue twister.
Little
bit of a tongue twister, but one that everyone is excited about
so
because
excited.
I know that we as Housewives fans are very excited when somebody leaves the franchise.
Yeah.
And what goes on after and what went on behind the scenes. So we are really excited to talk to you today. And of course, we have the very cute Bossy who's on my lap.
Yeah, it's all, honestly, my whole life is all about Bossy. But I have to say that I've learned, I'm not, and I have, you know, my beautiful Jordan here from Bravo. I cannot talk about anything behind the scenes, I have been told, because I've done that in the past. And I can do it for years ago, though, right? I could do it for like 10 years ago, stuff behind the scenes. Because it's, perfect. Already,
we're
it's
more,
already out there.
We're
now
more interested from 10
I know,
years
I know,
ago.
I'm just teasing. It was more of like a tease to Jordan, who's here, to say I'm going to be a good girl.
Well, yeah, you never know. The season won't it comes out June 23rd. On Peacock.
It comes out three times on June 23rd.
Amazing. Three episodes.
Three episodes. I haven't seen one yet. Have you guys seen it? Have you
been No. We've just seen the trailer. And
me too.
It looks pretty crazy. I will say it does, compared to the first season of Girls Trip, it does feel like there might be a lot more drama.
I would say that coming at, and you've seen it already on the teaser, I would say that the words lesbian eyebrows is going to be iconic.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. Lesbian eyebrows, I say it here now, which by the way, isn't a thing. There are no such thing. It doesn't exist. It was a made up thing, is iconic. And the way it was said, I'll tell you something funny. I hope I can say this. It's not like a behind the scenes thing. It's just
She's
funny.
Already breaking
I'm
the
already
rules.
I'm already getting scared. No. I saw the preview that you all saw, and there was this interaction between Brandy and Taylor about this lesbian eyebrow thing, which you'll see when you watch it. But in the background, you see me stand up, and I'm wearing a pink outfit, and you see me take my shirt out, and I look, and of course, you know, it's all about me, right?
Yes.
I'm looking at myself, and I look like a giant person in this room of very, very skinny girls. And I just wanted, I'm just going to tell you why I did that, because it is funny. I laughed so hard when she said lesbian eyebrows. And you see me laughing with Phaedra, but you can't see my face. You only see Phaedra like falling off. And that's when she says in the promo, these girls are crazy. She and I are laughing so hard that I peed my pants. And I didn't know what to do, because I'm sitting in the chair and I peed my pants. I'm not sure if it went all the way through, and I'm wearing pink pants. They're not black. And I'm like, okay, I've got two choices. Either I keep my shirt tucked in and have possibly pee stains on me, or do I take the shirt out? And I took the shirt out. And I'm not sure if that was a mistake. Yeah. So we'll have to see.
Was there pee on the shirt?
No. Okay. It wasn't that bad. Okay. But it was like, so what do I do? And so the shirt, and it's silk, so it's all wrinkled on the bottom, and I took it out. Anyway, just thought that's like a little...
Yes,
to get inside,
people. I love it.
A little
I love
insight
it.
Thing
I
mean, that people will pay attention to me when I
yes, they definitely
take my
will.
Shirt
so
out.
It sounds like you guys had a fun time.
Pause.
Fun would be one description. Yeah. Sometimes it was fun.
Yeah.
A lot of times it was fun.
A lot
actually.
Of times it was
a lot
fun.
Of times,
but
most of the time it was fun.
Of course it comes with drama.
You put seven girls together on a trip. I mean, I had done a Cuba trip. Like 10 years ago with the same thing, seven girls, all A-plus personalities, and it's drama.
What was your relationship like with the fellow women before you went on the show? Like, did you know everyone? Did you not know everyone?
I did not know everyone.
Okay.
Vicky and I have been friends or known each other as friends since the beginning, because she came before I did.
Okay.
So... A lot of times we call them the OGs, right?
Yes.
The original cast members know each other and have done things together over the years. I did not know Phaedra. I did not know Eva. I didn't really know Taylor. I knew Brandy because we share a friend.
Okay.
And who else is on the show?
Dorinda.
I'm missing a city. Of course I know Dorinda. And I think that's it, right?
Yeah. And what did you have a close relationship with Dorinda or – Because I feel like you guys kind of missed each other, sort of.
Well, a little fast fact is on season four of The Housewives, there is a scene where my stepdaughter was born with a birthmark, and she does this like anti-bullying thing. Mm-hmm. It was at a designer's showroom, and I hosted it. And I invited Dorinda, who had recently lost her husband, and I was trying to be a good friend and invite her to stuff. But I also thought she was really funny, and I thought that she would be a great housewife, and I wanted to give her something to do. And though she and I didn't talk about her being a housewife, in my head, because I had cast, you know, I had brought on Luann and Bethany, and I thought she would be a great addition. So I invited her, and she sat next to me wearing a red jacket with her short hair. And though she wasn't – you didn't hear her on the show she was there also because I wanted to annoy Ramona, because I knew she was friends with Ramona, and if I invited her, it would be like, she's my friend. No, she's my friend. That had nothing to do with her getting the gig, because it was many years later that she got it. But I think it's ironic that I identified her as an amazing potential housewife, and she definitely was.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's really enjoying these.
Bossy is these belly rubbing. I'm hearing like very happy noises coming from her.
I have to share with you. I'm such a proud mommy. My daughter, Allie, and I think her TikTok is Allie Shap. She posted yesterday a video of Bossy jumping into my very beautiful green Birkin, green Kelly green, like your pretty dress. And I just put it down on the floor, and Bossy always jumps in the bag. It doesn't matter if it's a big bag, a little bag, any kind of shopping bag. She'll jump in the bag, and it went viral. We had 500,000 views in 12 hours, which is a big deal.
She's a star.
She's a
star. I'm telling you, she's
a star.
Please
follow her on Instagram.
Yes. Please follow Bossy on Instagram.
I think we just did a video of her with all these celebrities because, you know, we always ask people to pick her up and take a picture with her.
So cute.
She is so freaking cute. I just can't get enough.
I'm sorry. It's just so comforting. I want to have a dog on my lap every
interview.
It's her
personality, right?
Yeah. It's just like, oh, she's so cute. But what made you decide to get back into reality TV? Because obviously...
Well, I didn't decide to. They called.
But you could have
declined. But you could have said no.
I didn't think for a second to say no to this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, this was a no-brainer. To invite me on an all-expenses-paid trip.
Right, right.
Although I have to say, I personally would have liked to have gone to Tahiti.
Turks and Caicos was season one.
on a private jet instead of a black car in the middle of the night up to a, you don't even want to know, the night before I got there. The hotel I was in, I actually took a video of this. I'm going to have to post this when the show is. This is hysterical. Yeah. I'm staying in a hotel, and all at 6 o'clock in the morning, I hear glass breaking, like crunching. You ever hear like glass crunch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it's like scratching. There was the dumpster was right outside my hotel room, and they were putting all the broken glass, all the glassware, like the beer glass from the bar or whatever in the bags into the dumpster. And then they were picking it up for the garbage and they was crushing it at 6 o'clock in the morning, crushing glass outside my window. I'm like, this cannot be happening to me. Rather than being on a private plane to Turks and Caicos.
Yep.
But I will say it was absolutely beautiful. The Berkshires is one of the most beautiful places to be in September. The foliage and the weather.
Do you think that they didn't send you to Turks and Caicos because you guys are the ex-wives club? And so they were like...
Saving money?
Yeah.
They said it was because of COVID.
Mm. Okay.
So I'm going to go with COVID.
Yeah. Sure. We'll go with that.
I'm going to go
now,
with
COVID. Now, you left Real Housewives of New York City years ago. And what was... Because I feel like that was... Maybe before I started watching or catching up on all of Real Housewives
how old
in general,
you, if I can
24.
Ask. Right. So you were, I don't want to tell you how old you were. You were like 10 when I was on the show. I hope you weren't watching.
I just rewatched, we're in 2021.
Pandemic.
I watched New York start
from the beginning.
For the first time ever.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the pandemic really helped restart New York from the beginning. Because, you know, even for me, I haven't watched those shows ever. And somebody just posted today a clip of Alex McCord. It is hysterical. Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's her.
Talking about the modeling.
You know, that she's a model and she was born with good genes and her mother was beautiful. She's
beautiful parents.
And it was funny. I mean, she would laugh, too. I mean, it was funny to watch it. And I forgot that. Yeah. I forgot it all, so I need to go back and watch.
I remember my best friend growing up, her mom would watch all of the Housewives when it first came out. And the one thing that sticks in my mind is Ramona walking down the runway with her eyes.
Yes,
and that's just like the one thing I remember from
the very beginning. And my face. I'm like, oh my God. She looked like a giraffe. That's what she looked like, a giraffe. She had her neck sticking out. And, you know, she was bug-eyed. Yes. It was crazy.
What's your relationship like now with all of the women that you were on?
It's a good question. Ramona and I live in the same building.
Okay, good.
And, in fact, yesterday I went to her apartment to do my eyebrows. Oh, have you seen that?
I've seen the video. You were there for the video?
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't there. I wasn't literally there for the video.
Okay.
But it was Luann had invited me to get my eyebrows done. And what's funny is I didn't know that she was a tattoo artist.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting them bladed. Laminated or just, you know, pulled.
Yeah.
I had no idea. And I was getting my makeup done for some stuff I was doing right after. If I had known, I would never have done it because it hurts.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, you know what?
Hurt.
I love them. They're a little dark now because they're supposed to look great. And they're tattooed and they get dark. I heard they fall out, but you know, it'll be. I think she did a phenomenal job.
I think they look really great.
You don't know me well enough to know the before, but like my eyebrows were like literally underneath.
Are you particular about your eyebrows?
Not really. I mean, I just want to look good.
Yeah.
And have them cleaned up.
Some people are like very particular. I'm very particular about my eyebrows.
You look beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
But she did a great job for me, and I really feel bad for her. I'm going to post today because it was a bad video of Ramona. I mean, she took a video. She doesn't really look like that.
Yes.
It was just a bad video. It was a bad video. She had another bad video a few weeks ago. She lost 10 pounds because of it.
Ramona, apparently Teresa just had to move her wedding because Ramona posted the date of her wedding.
And that's why I love her. I have to tell you. All right. So Gary comes home from wherever he was and he runs into Ramona at the elevator and she closes the door on him. She says she didn't see him.
You guys are cool. You guys are friends.
We're totally exactly the where we were. Yeah. 10 years. Nothing changed.
Mm-hmm.
We are exactly where we were. Maybe better. Maybe better.
So I think
I've learned to accept a lot of her, you know, nuances.
I didn't know Teresa postponed the wedding.
No, she didn't postpone. Dolores.
Okay, I'm invited to the wedding. Mm-hmm. I have not gotten anything new.
Yeah, okay. So that's good info. Dolores, I believe, said on Publicity's pod that Teresa was either maybe moving or thinking about moving the date to a different time because now everyone knew that.
I don't think time. So. I don't know. I think if anything, she's going to beef up her security. And
Right.
Yeah, that's true. When people are going to find it, no matter what.
And it would have gotten leaked anyway. Are you kidding? Yeah. I mean, it's
yes, that's a big
wedding.
She's on
a reality show and it's a big filmed, wedding. I'm sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That is very true. But I mean,
but it was funny. I mean, all the people to do it too. You know, if you had to pick someone, you knew it was going to be Ramona.
Yep. It definitely makes.
She didn't mean it.
Makes the most sense.
She didn't mean it.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone would mean to do that.
No.
Just like she didn't mean to close the elevator on your boyfriend.
No, she probably didn't. You know why? Not meant it to hurt him, but because she was in a rush and didn't want to wait. That's all. Simple as that. You know how, listen,
sometimes we've all been in the elevator. You're just like clicking it fast.
Right. We've all been there. We're like, we close that elevator. I don't want to stop and drop someone off. We've all done it.
Yes.
It's not nice, but we've all done
it. Yeah, and you see someone coming that you know and you still go, close the elevator.
Especially because you don't want to talk to them because you know them. You don't want to have a conversation. So whatever. But it's funny. So we both live in the same building. We run with the same fabulous circle of people.
Yep.
She has 60 friends. Maybe I have 55. I'm not sure.
You guys all have a lot of friends. Luann and I are
besties. I mean, Luann and I are very close.
We love Luann.
We talk. She's right now on tour. She's in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. I was with her yesterday. And she left afterwards. Anyway, she's amazing. So we're very close. Kelly Ben-Simone. I haven't seen her in a long time. We sort of stay in touch. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing bad. Cindy Barshop, who I love and adore and has a business on Madison, the vagina stuff. Right?
Yes.
She's great. I'm still in touch with her. And I never filmed with Aviva. I had never filmed with her. We never had a season together, but I really would love to. I mean, like, she's great.
There's been, because I think a lot of people, like you said, when you went back and rewatched, so they're looking back at the women that have been on the show already, because now we're kind of in like a, I don't know, it feels like sort of a limbo period with
limbo.
New York and what's going on. What are your thoughts of what's happening with this franchise?
I actually think what they're doing is right. I like that they took a break and didn't rush into anything.
Yeah, that was smart.
I do.
Yeah.
But I also, you know, I hate when someone throws the baby out with the bathwater.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it was a bad season for many, many reasons. Mm-hmm. You know, many reasons. A lot of them which were uncontrollable, like COVID.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have boyfriends. I mean, there was just a lot of stuff going on. So it's good that they took a break. And I'm glad they didn't do a reunion.
Yeah. Because
there was no reason to rehash all that stuff that they couldn't control.
Right.
And now I like the idea that they're going to recast. Listen, it's 15 years ago that we were first on the show. We've aged out.
Yeah.
You know, I like to think that the next thing for this original group of any of the shows is like the Golden Girls.
Right.
Listen, I have a place in Florida. Ramona bought a place in West Palm Beach. I know Luann's in Florida a lot of the winter. I mean, I could totally see the New York Housewives moved, not to Boca, but, you know, moved to Palm Beach or
and
whatever.
That is such a New York thing to do. Both of our parents went to Florida, New Jersey, New York.
I totally
feel like that fits.
It.
And there's no Housewives of in Florida,
and
right?
Everyone
Miami.
Asked me. They
oh,
should
Miami,
be Housewives of Boca and Housewives of Palm Beach. So I think that they could actually get that effect if they wanted to. Listen, right. We could also be in New York. I have an apartment in New York.
Totally.
I could do it anywhere.
But
if
it would be even be fun if they wanted to bring in an entirely new group of women for a show for New York, but then also
I
have
do agree
the OGs.
That. Yeah, because we don't have
on something
in
else. Peacock is such a great
platform
it now. Is. That I feel like the Housewives can expand into so many different realms through Peacock.
I agree. And actually, I could see. So I think that
Bossy looks like she's playing dead.
I've always said this, good, bad, or indifferent, that the name of the show, it doesn't matter.
Yes.
It's the cast.
Yep,
it's
definitely.
It's the cast, it's the cast, it's the cast. Which is why I've said this, that I think that, and I don't know if he was, I think the biggest mistake that Bravo made, and I'm sure there are many that I don't know about, right? But that I was letting go of four housewives at one time after season four. And I think that if they could take that back, they would.
Right.
I just think it was too much change.
Right.
One or two,
definitely.
Sure. They've never done that again. They've always done one or two. They've never let go of four. Mm-hmm. And I think it took them quite a few years for them to get their footings back.
Right.
So with that being said, the original cast, you know, is magic.
Yeah.
Like, it was just what it was. And you can keep throwing people at it, and you see it in season 13. It didn't work.
Yeah.
It didn't work. If the energy's not right, if the chemistry's not right, it's not about money. It's not about anything. It's just about the girls. If you have the right mix, and if you do have the right mix, why throw them away, which is what they're saying, and doing a legacy show.
Yep.
So I think a legacy show, though, could be multiple things. I think it could be, I mean, I'm thinking about it out loud
yeah.
in my head now saying, yeah, you start out in New York. And then you pack up those girls down to Florida for the winter.
Yeah.
Because that's the Golden Girls, which is everybody's favorite show. And the real life of our lives is our kids have grown up, they've graduated, and now we're moving down to Florida. And it's a different life. And the girls are single and dating in the singles world
yeah.
in Florida. I mean, it's just, I just yeah. think that it could be. I don't know if they would do it because
right.
they were always New York,
yeah.
but I think that that's the and get them on a bus, put them
yeah.
on a bus and pack them down to yeah. Florida.
And there yeah. and there needs to be a shift to show the actual shift in their real lives.
Well, that's
like,
what
it
I mean.
The,
and that and if you want that to be the last season, like first and last, one and only, legacy, then that's how you do it. You exit
yeah.
them out.
Yeah.
Now, are you interested in being a regular now that you've done the Ultimate Girls Trip?
You know, I'm always open to, I love being a guest. That was one of the
yeah.
things that I said to Bravo all along, and I had been a few times.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have done more, but some people blocked me
yeah.
Because I liked being a guest, because that way I could kind of live, it won't affect my life,
mm-hmm.
and I could come on and be with the girls and have fun and be funny and, you know, no dead bodies and everything's great.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's something I'm totally open to.
Yeah, and this, with Girls Trip, I just feel like, these personalities are so huge of this cast that, like, when I saw the list, I was like, oh, my God, how are all these women going to be living together? For me, I guess Brandy probably pops out as the one that I would think would be, like, the most, I don't
know,
I guess maybe
I
not.
Know, I was going to say.
Controversial is not the right word, but she just, like, she lets it fly.
I would say not the most.
Either
interesting
or
just more like because of the recent drama on Beverly Hills, which was like only it was like a couple years ago, maybe 2 years
right,
ago.
Right, with the Denise.
With
yeah.
Denise,
oh, yes, yes.
that it was
that
like
comes up actually.
And
yeah.
and then it was like, okay, she's gone again. So I think people were like, oh, we're
right,
excited to see Brandy
right.
now because this drama kind of disappeared.
Follows her, yeah.
It comes back. I can't
yeah.
say more than that.
Yeah.
But it definitely
can we get your take on the situation or
not yet. We'll have to. I have to come back after it airs,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
then let's talk.
And then we can talk
okay.
about it because it
then
does.
Because really, you know what? If I talked about it now, it wouldn't even mean anything.
Right.
To you,
no
you have
one
no
would.
Context. So you wouldn't even want to. There's definitely a lot to talk about after you see it.
Yeah.
But it does. So if you were following that storyline, you will pick that up here. And that's the idea of the show, right? So we broke the fourth wall,
mm-hmm.
and we ask each other questions that you want to know, like because we're allowed to. What was it like getting fired?
Right.
You know, would you ever go back? You know, what really happened? You know, all those things. I don't know what's going to make it, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'm just mm-hmm. saying that we all get a chance to talk to each other as if, you know, asking each other.
That, that
remember,
line
we,
in the
we're
trailer
there because
was very
we're all
funny.
On a TV show that we're together. So it is a broken fourth wall. That's why we're together.
Right. And I feel like there is a lot of confusion a lot of times when somebody leaves or is fired and you don't know whether they were let go or they wanted to leave. And I think maybe Dorinda is the most recent case in that, where it was like, did she leave or was she told not to come back?
Right. So
I'm going to leave her.
Yeah.
I'm going to let her answer.
That was more of a rhetorical.
She actually wrote about that in her book.
Mm-hmm.
She did.
I do remember that too. And she said, I'm not, we can, you know, look back. She's been on the show, on our show as well, and has kind of touched on it a little bit.
She's very open about it though.
Yeah. It's always seemed like a bit of both.
A little shady? Yeah. A little bit of both.
Yeah.
Well, I think she said that she was put on pause.
Yeah, that's what she said when she was on our show.
And she likes to say that as if being on pause is better than being fired.
Right.
And I find that offensive, personally, because I was fired. I wasn't put on pause. And I don't see a difference.
Yeah.
To be honest.
What were you?
Because look, you can be rehired.
I can be rehired. So what's the difference between being paused? So I'm like, oh, so being paused is better. Because she likes to delineate that and really point out how she was put on pause.
Right.
What were you specifically fired for?
I'll never know.
Yeah.
That you're going to have to ask Andy Cohn. You're going to have to get Andy in this chair. And I would love to listen to that episode. Oh,
we would love that too. Andy on our show.
I mean, I'll tell you what he'll say. He'll say that, you know, they wanted to, they thought the show got dark. And they want to go in a different direction. I don't agree. I actually remember before being my favorite season.
Yeah.
Morocco was funnier than
I could ever imagine. Morocco
was amazing. When Ramona had the psychic tell her that her husband's thinking of another woman and she's like, Avery, I'm like, are you kidding? it was just the best trip ever. And I got along with everybody that season. I had no fighting with anyone. So when it was like, oh, the show got too dark, I'm like, dark. That was like the best season ever. And by the way, it was the highest rated season even since. No season has ever been higher than 4.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It is interesting.
So I don't think they would do it again, but you'd have to ask him. I would love to ask Andy, you know, if you could go back in time, would you have fired all 4?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good BravoCon question, I feel
live.
Like.
Yeah. Get it live.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's a good fit. If anybody listening has plans on being at BravoCon, that's a very good question.
I'm sure he's been asked it before.
Definitely. So. Yeah. I think so because everybody loves those seasons so much.
Season 4 was my favorite.
And you would think with shows like this that are so open with drama and everything that's going on that these questions like should be allowed to be asked and answered in some way.
Enough time's passed also where it's...
And by the way, it might be in some books. I haven't read them.
Yeah. Well, so, there's a lot of books.
I know. I just read David Quinn. David Quinn just wrote a great book on the show. Well, there should be a reunion now after that book because a lot of people said some dirt about each other. And it's like, well, now we have to fight it out again.
Right.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, we can't wait to watch the show. You did bring us some goodies.
I did.
That we are very excited for, and we love to tell people where they can shop theirs up. Because I also loved, I had a bunch of your masks that were great.
Face masks. Yep. So first of all, I want to give your listeners a discount code. So CHICKS15, and we want to give you 15% off anything on JillAndAllie.com or JillZarin.com. So the difference is Jill Zarin is my home brand.
Okay.
So we have rugs. They're always priced up to 70% off, indoor, outdoor, and they're pet proof. So my indoor rugs, I actually did a video this morning of her pooping
the
on
the table
one.
Is like kind of cool. I feel like she probably
likes it cold.
That. Yeah.
She does. She's tired today. anyway, so they're all pet proof.
Yeah,
and I
that's
have a
amazing.
Furniture line. I'm just launching now tiles and hot towel, you know, to put on that you put up for hot towels to make them hot. I love that. So I came out with a line of those. So a lot of good stuff and tiles.
Yeah, that's and great. Then the crystal candles as well.
On JillAndAllie.com.
That's on
JillAndAllie.
Yeah.
My crystal candles. Oh, you know what you would love? My merch. So we have a whole merch site on JillZarin.com. All Bravo stuff. Bravo Babe, Bravo Hat. Where's my Diet Coke? you know, cup.
Yeah.
Of course. A surprise t-shirt that I wear in the first episode, so you'll see that.
Amazing.
And we just launched the other day the sayings of all the housewives on the Ultimate Girls Trip, their favorite saying. And like the Beverly Hills one has a diamond embroidered on the sleeve and the apple or the orange embroidered. And they're really soft. So you should totally wear them for the premiere episode.
Very, very
cute. Make sure you check that out.
Yeah, we're super excited. We can't wait to watch The Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip X Wives Club.
We will not be abbreviating that.
No, we will not.
Be too many letters.
Way too many. We'll have to say the whole thing out.
You have to say the whole thing.
It'll be on Peacock June 23rd. The first 3 episodes air at the same time.
Yes.
And then
every Thursday
after that. So Very, very excited. Don't everyone miss tune it. In.
It's going to make your summer really fun.
Yeah, I'm so Love excited it. To watch. And we'll have to chat afterwards yes, to really yes. get into Please everything that back. Happened.
Yeah, yes. we need to really dive in.
Yes. You're going to want to dive in.
Great. Amazing. Thank you so much, Jill.
Thank you.
And Bossy.
And Bossy.
And Bossy.
Follow Bossy on Instagram.
Bossy's Aaron.
All right, that wraps up today's episode of Chicks of the Office. And make sure you are subscribing everywhere, including YouTube. We love you guys, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. So golden.